Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be the third Tuesday of January. December will be skipped. And we also have the Amateur Radio Club party coming up, or dinner, at Boondocks. That's on the 11th at 7 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend. You're responsible for your own meals. Okay. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact Club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
KD2AIT repeater. Bob, good evening. Tip my hat to everyone this evening. KA3TFB, Bill in Warrendale. And we are in the midst of a rainstorm here. And the next faithful friend on the Echolink would be Kevin James. He sits next in line. And I give it back to you, Bob. Thanks for being there. And we'll be listening. KA3TFB, back to net control.
All right, very good, Bill. Always nice to have you check in with us. And we'll see if Kevin would like to check in also. This is N5ALW, looking for Echolink Station.
Hey, good evening, Bob, and I tip my hat to my good friend Bill down in Warrendale. This is KD2FPM, Kevin James, here in the central southern tier of New York, Oneonta, checking in. And, Bob, I am the last one in the queue as of this moment.
Okay, Kevin. Well, always glad to have you check in. And we'll let Bill pick it up, and then we'll get back to you on it. K3TFB, Bill, how's things going? I know you're probably getting rain down that way, but I would imagine you're getting a little warmer temperature.
Roger, Roger. You know, I didn't key up to look at the temperature yet. Was busy doing some other things here, but. I'd say if I was going to guess it, it'd be in the low 40s. And then when the front does move through, I think it's going down tonight at 34 degrees and a slow climb up out of the hole, if I can use it that word. But what's new here? I got a haircut today. I had another different beautician cut my hair. And I don't know if anyone in New York has, in the past gotten razor cuts, but this girl knew how to use a razor. This was the haircut I got previously many, 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 many years ago. Of course, I'm not going to say how old that was, but nevertheless, she knew how to use a razor, and it felt real good. And anyhow, that's something new. Hey, I'm not going to prolong this. I'm always first here in the Echolink system sometimes and don't know who's out there listening, but we'll make brief and short here. Short. Give it back to you. Bob, thanks for being there. Again, I bow my head there, give a nod to Kevin James. And anyone else out there on the net tonight, good evening to you. Best of the evening. And I'm enjoying the day off. Back to net control. Over.
All right. Roger, Bill, on the top of the evening to you also. Yeah, I got a charge out of you with the haircut and so on. With one too many many's in there, I know what you mean. If I had to express it, I probably would have done the same thing and would have had a couple more many's than what I should have. But then again, that's the question, you know. So, we'll let that one go. We don't care. It, you know what it equates to? Experience. And I firmly believe that. Even though a lot of people don't particularly listen to the elders, in a sense, they're still there. Bill, you have a good evening. Always glad to have you check in with us. Thank you again. 73. 82 FPM. Kevin, how you doing down your way?
All right, hey, good. Firefighters at our local fire department, Pender's Corners, which is in the northern part of Delaware County, just over the Otsego County border. And we did our pancake day today, and it's always great when we do that because we get to interact with so many people. And I am exhausted. I am sore, but, you know, it is worth it. I just feel exhilarated from all the fun that we had today, and it was a very smooth operation, so that's great. And, Bill, I have to say the haircut there, I got thinking about that because I don't know the last time I've been to a barber myself personally, but I either use the Armstrong method, that's by myself, or I don't know, I guess with the mess you can make using the barber clippers with the clip-on comb, you know, the combs there, I probably should use the Flowbee system to keep all the hair from falling all over the place. So if you guys get a chuckle out of that, the Flowbee hair system, I hope that makes you laugh because I know a guy that used one, and I'll tell you what, it was the wildest-looking thing I'd ever seen. So, all right, on that note, 37 degrees under cloudy skies. Looks like we're going to cool down here on the overnight as the front passes through here in the central New York area and into the Adirondacks. And I guess there is potential snowstorms moving over into Canada, and the Tug Hill might actually see some accumulation. So we'll see how that goes. And with that, I will send it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
All right, very good, Kevin. I'll tell you what, you know, you get talking about that that clipper and that device in there. I've heard and seen of them, but never used one. But, you know, like, well, I guess Bill, I don't know if he does his own, but, you know, he has a haircut that way. I do my own because there isn't that much to cut anymore, and I get one of those clippers with the adapter on it and, you know, run it through the hair. You know, it's kind of like doing your cutting a small piece of lawn out front or out in the back or whatever, but it doesn't take long, and it comes out pretty good, and the only one that's got to look at it or probably answer for the mistakes on it, if there are any, is me. So it really is a lot of, well, I'll put it this way. Through the years, I've been doing that probably 10 years or better, maybe a little bit longer than that. Memory doesn't serve all that well anymore, but I'll tell you what, that equates to a lot of cost for haircuts, at least for once a month, you know, and it works out good. And on top of it, you have the satisfaction of cutting your own hair. Then you look in the mirror and you say, well, that may not have come out as well as I thought, but it really doesn't matter. So with that, I'll get away from that. Kevin, you have a good evening. Thank you again for checking in with us. Always welcome to have EchoLink Station joining us. All right, this is N5AOW. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KD2AIT, good evening, Bob.
Okay, we've got KD2AIT, Jack, N2PFM, George. We'll start with George. See what's going on in the mountains there.
Okay, Bob, Jeff, everybody, Kevin James, and everybody else out there in Warrendale, everybody else on the net. We've got a temperature here of 39 degrees on the mountainside with a lot of wind. After a temperature today of 26 to 42. I got the snowblower all ready. I got it even aimed in the shed. It's aimed out just in case. If we do get the 6 to 12, it's promised. I hope it does stay over Tug Hill. Well, that's nice. They like it up there, and I'm always glad to let them keep as much snow as they want up there. That's for sure. I would like to ask Kevin James if he could possibly come back after this. I hope he's still listening. And find out when that other state, the CBS affiliate, is supposed to join on WKTV. I think he said it was sometime around the end of this month. I did look at it today, turned it on, but I still only see the three stations. I don't see that fourth one, the CBS affiliate. So I was hoping if he's listening, he might be able to come back and give me an approximate date there. They say I'm ready for everything there now and whatever. And if not, I hope to get off to church tomorrow. And by the way, Lewis County Sheriff has switched as of last Tuesday. They've shut off their analog and are now on the 450 channels there with the APCO 25 modulation, necessitating a $300 or more digital scanner now. So that's the other thing going on here. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73s, N2PFM, the other side. Let's see if we get a response from Kevin James. And two, BFM clear.
All right, very good, George. Well, Kevin, if you're still listening, feel free to come back with a comment for George.
Okay, yeah, KD2FPM here, and I apologize. It takes me a second to get the echo link to come up so I can get into the net here. George, the transition for WKTV signal, I believe, is supposed to be tomorrow. From what I understood, it was supposed to be November 22nd. The channel lineup will be 2.1 will still be their NBC affiliate. 2.2 will be the new CBS affiliate. 2.3 will be the CW, and 2.4 will become Memorable Entertainment TV, or is otherwise known as MeTV, which is a retro television broadcast. Hopefully that helps you out. KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, very good, Kevin, and thank you for your return on that and your response to it. Good deal. All right, well, we'll move along to 82AIT. Jeff, how you doing? I hope that antenna situation or SWR has improved a bit for you. If nothing else, the signal sounds clear.
Well, good evening. It's 82AIT, and as I speak right now, looking at the SWR meter, it's just under 1.5, probably closer to 1. It's hard to see here right now. Let me see. Let me turn on a light here. Yeah, I'd say it's at 1 right now, so that's good. Yeah, I crimped that wire down. I don't know why it was. I mean, it looks like nobody crimped the end on the connection. It was just stuck in there, so I don't know. Anyway, seems to be working good. Well, we're just kind of hanging. We weren't going to be up here at camp today, but we came up, and my cousin was up, and he called to come on up and see us here. And the only way to really get to see him it was to come up and stay overnight, so we swung by the Buffalo Head tonight, which is back open, by the way. And we had a good good meal, and then we came up here. In fact, my cousin and his girlfriend, they just left. So there's a lot of people up here at camp this weekend. But it's nice and comfortable in here. We got about 72 degrees inside the camp and 35 degrees outside the camp. So Not a lot to report. We'll be heading home tomorrow. We're not doing any hunting. We didn't even bring any rifles or anything. We're just going to, we're kind of hanging out here, me and my son. And that's about all I have to report. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, very good. I'm glad that you got that crimped and squared away. I had one when you were talking about that. I had one a while back. And I had checked that it was kind of a patch lead. And I looked at it, and for some reason the end of it was basically the same way. Looked like it should have been either crimped or soldered, and maybe it was internally. But I wound up having to re-solder it, and it cleared up a little bit of, well, I could notice it, you know, on transmit especially. So, yeah. And after we talked earlier, I got checking mine for SWR, and mine's doing fine. And I like to do that from time to time, but I need to get up there and do a little maintenance again. So I'm hoping I can get that done before the S-word comes. And if not, it's going to wait until spring. All right, very good. Well, I'm glad you're getting to enjoy a little time up there, and glad you had a good meal at the Buffalo Head. I never could understand why they did close, but I'm sure they had their reasons and whatever. So I'm hoping that stays open for a while. That and Garamone's has been kind of a icon for a lot of years, and hope it remains that way. Hey, very good. You have a good evening, Jeff. 73. You and your son have a terrific day tomorrow. Yeah, we'll make another call. Looking for additional check-in. This is N5AOW.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU. Ray, how are you this evening? How's everything going?
Good. We got 38 degrees up on the hill here. And, yeah, we stopped in the Buffalo Head, too. I'm surprised I didn't see Jeff. I guess I didn't look around. We were there from 6:30 until about 8 o'clock. And, yeah, they still have the King Cut prime rib, and it's still wonderful. So they dropped buffalo chips from the menu, but maybe they'll bring those back when enough people ask for them.
Yeah, I agree with that, Ray. They've had some good meals through the years. I know I've been frequenting that place since, gotta be early to mid-60s, maybe even earlier than that, but it's as far back as I care to remember at this point, but the meals have always been superb. So, yeah, maybe, like you say, enough people ask for them, they'll bring it back again. Okay. Well, thank you for checking in. I hope you have a fine evening. I'll make another call, see if anyone else would like to check in. This is F5AOW.
KD2FPM with an inquiry.
Earlier and sunny for the early part of the afternoon. Went down to help a friend and did some electrical work for him and wired in a box, entrance box for a garage, and got that pretty well squared away. I guess tomorrow we'll run a couple of outlets and we got some leads set up for the lights on one circuit, outlets on the other, and go from there. The back played a little havoc, but not too bad. Please get home without too much pain, and see tomorrow if we can get the rest of it accomplished. Didn't have a whole lot going on around the house, but got in the garage and straightened up a couple of things and felt good about that. Nice day overall. Clouded up this afternoon and just turned gray, but the temperature seemed to be pretty much stable. I think it dropped a degree or two only because the sun wasn't out. So, with that, we'll make a final call, see if anyone else would like to check in.
This is N5AOW.
You had somebody else in there that was looking to make an inquiry.
Okay, very good, Ray. The other station that would like to check in or make a comment, go ahead.
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, KD2FPM with a quick inquiry, Bob.
Okay, Kevin, feel free, go ahead.
Yeah, just curious if any of you guys might be able to contact Dave. I believe it's AB2XN. The node there for the Lowellville access through Echolink seems to be hung with some kind of a weird hiccupy noise, because I tried to see if I could check into the Lowellville net at 8 p.m., and it just was in some endless loop that wouldn't allow you to check in. So I just want to make sure you guys were aware of that. So if you know how to get a hold of Dave, just give him a quick shout. Let him know that's been acting up again. KD2FPM back to net control.
KD2AIT comment. Okay, Jeff, go for it. I got Dave here on my, I can text that message him here, so I'll send that to him now and tell him that Echolink's not working correct, and hopefully he can take care of it. KD2AIT. All right, very good. Yeah, at least that covered that discrepancy there, and hope things will get taken care of sometime shortly, they can get that cleaned up. All right, I'll make one final call. Anyone else care to check in? This is N5AOW. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Ray, Jeff, George, Kevin, and Bill down in Pennsylvania for checking in this evening. Always welcome everyone to check in. Certainly enjoy a good turnout. 73 to everyone. Have a fine evening and a good day tomorrow. Enjoy the football games if you watch them. N5AOW clear.
Hey, KA3TFB, this is KD2FPM. Are you still hanging in there?
KD2FPM, KA3TFB. Yeah, Kevin James, we're here, and I took note that you enjoyed your pancake breakfast. Sometimes, you know, when you get the men together, I guess they cook the pancakes. Sometimes they add some secret ingredients in there, like buckwheat and other little things that make pancakes very good. I haven't had a pancake breakfast for quite a while, but nevertheless, you know, it's on the next thing to do. Back, Nick, over to you. How you been doing? Over.
Yeah, fighting with a bad back is no fun, and standing on a concrete floor, but probably if the guys are still listening. Easily 30 years. He's one of our pancake specialty, you know, does a specialty deal with it. And when the kids come in, he does this neat little thing where he'll pour a little pancake and then about 2 inches over pour another little pancake and then underneath it fill in the circle underneath, and it looks like a Mickey Mouse head. And so this morning at about 6:30, they had the grills all fired up and they were starting to make up some of the mix, and so they wanted to try it out and make sure it was, you know, the right consistency and everything. So I said to him, I says, IG, that's his name, I says, I want one of your world-famous Mickey Mouse pancakes. And so he says, really? I said, well, hey, if you're going to do it, might as well go all the way. So here I sat at 6:45 this morning with a cup of coffee in one hand and a Mickey Mouse pancake in the other, and I had the whole crew really rip-roaring laughing at me at that point, so that was kind of funny. But, yeah, it was a nice turnout, so I can't say it was bad at all. All right, KD2FPM back to KA3TFB.
Roger, roger on that. In the past, some of the fire companies that I had served used to have steak dinner, as you know, and used to have Christmas parties, but, you know, you have a new crew in there. I'm going to call them millennialist-type people, and they're not real concerned with the in-gatherings of what you and I might have done previously. And the more and more I see things, the less and less of the social aspect that a lot of these groups take in. You know, there's real no camaraderie anymore. IBM, same way. They would have family dinners and, you know, periodically. And as over the years passed on, you got nothing. So, you know, it's a change in the culture. Anyhow, but good to hear from you there, and I hope everything is going fine for you. Previously, last week, we did take a class on a state level. It's called Emergency Planning. Some of these instructors here, Kevin, are very, very good in what they do, and I enjoyed the 16 hours of that state-run class. Over.
Oh, yeah, I hear you there. And I just saw John Rochester check in on here, too. So also, too, I guess we better not hog this repeater up too long because I know the Oneida County Traffic Emergency Net will be in here shortly to check in with these guys. So I don't want to mess that up for them. But I tell you what I'll do is I'll clear on your final, and because I got to jump here on my repeater down here in the Central Southern Tier for the Octen. And hopefully I'll catch you tomorrow night and chat with you. So what I'll do is I'll say 7-3, be safe, and we'll chat more later. KD2FPM, I will clear on your final.
Roger, roger, KD2FPM, KA3TF and a B. And Kevin James, I'm going to give you my computer URL, and if you've got a pencil and paper handy there. Anytime you want to send a note on my computer, I accessed that log previously, all within a few hours. It's WBENDER, one word, with the at sign, North Allegheny, NORTHALLEGHENY.org. And please feel free to use my URL anytime you wish on a computer link. It's a little faster than this. And also, I tried to unsuccessfully the last two times to key up to the 8 o'clock repeater. It has a noise loop on the back end of it, which I consider an electric fence. And for me to access the repeater, I'd have to hold the transmit key down until it stops, so I can get in. Hey, best of wishes to you. If you don't get the URL, I'll let me know and we'll repeat it again. But good evening to you. And this is KA3TFB through the Echolink system. Over.
Yeah, if you could repeat that URL one more time really slow for me, that'd be really cool, and then we'll get out of here for Octen.
Roger, WBENDER, at sign, NORTHALLEGHENY.ORG. KA3TFB, over.
Okay, received it perfectly. Until then, I will say 7-3. And as we always do, K3TFB, this is KD2FPM. We both appreciate use of the Echolink on this repeater. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. Until then, we're going to say 7-3 and clear.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB signing off for the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening.
Good day tomorrow. KA2000.